CFMH, Local 107.3 FM, serving the St. John and online community.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
From Local 107.3 FM.
Welcome back to the Earshot 20 Presents. 'Twas the early evening before Christmas. The name changes every
time. That was the name last year.
Was it?
But the name has changed different times. The name precedes this radio show.
Because,
or this program precedes radio program.
We've gotten older, and so we have needs. We have to go to bed earlier. So it went from the night before to the early
evening. I don't think we ever went on air later than 9 o'clock. I think the latest we ever went on was 6 to 9.
6 to 9?
Yeah. So
that was foolish.
You know.
Although, you know, everything closes at like 6 o'clock, so 6 to 9 was probably the right time, because we missed out on that prime shopping time. I've always wanted to go to the mall on Christmas Eve and just people watch, because I'm not the type of person that leaves everything to the last minute when it comes, but to watch people, the pandemonium that strikes.
It may be funny to watch Black Friday from a distance.
Oh yeah, from it. I don't think.
Actually, it's not funny. It's sad. It's scary.
Christmas Eve isn't anything like Black Friday, though. Black Friday is like super deals. Christmas Eve is just panic-stricken parents
who forgot to
get the gift or
walked in there on any of those days. I worked at a grocery store on Christmas Eve, which actually isn't really that insane. Worse days than that.
You ever get this one, though? So I did work at a grocery store for a while, but I don't know if I was ever there at Christmas time. I think I only worked over the summer because it was when I started university. But you get this one. Somebody comes in and they're looking for a pie. And you don't have any pies left because you've sold out because it's Christmas Eve and it's your fault.
Oh, no, I didn't.
It's your problem.
I never got
no pie.
There's definitely things that people blamed on me that weren't my problem, but I can't think of anything like that. People are more disappointed in themselves, I think, at that point when they're looking for something like that the day before.
Because they've gone to every single
grocery store. That's quite possible. But yeah, I don't know. I can't say that I've ever ventured into the malls on any, like, the week leading up to the holidays. I'm usually done at the beginning of the month.
Do you?
And this year I ordered a lot of stuff online. And then went to lots of smaller local stores, which has generally been the case the last couple of years. I don't think I bought anything in like a big mall.
Online's always good when you're using gift cards, right? When you're getting gift cards, because you use points.
Like I've never even tried that before.
Air miles, you have points, you just exchange them. Man, makes for cheap Christmas gifts and people love them. Like, who doesn't love getting movie gift cards? I love it.
So we're into our final hour of our 4-hour Christmas Eve special. Are you full of the holiday cheer?
I am. Have a look at me. I'm always full, but I am extra full of holiday cheer. I brought treats with me
that you always been do
sharing with everyone. And
you always bring hot chocolate and treats, usually. Yes, like every year
it's a tradition. And
you're a good share.
We have had a lot of fun last hour of the program. So in the first 2 hours was a mix, but in the last hour, the third hour of the program, we went all Canadian. It was all Canadian artists doing holiday tunes, some classics, some takes on classics, some new stuff. It was all Canadian. And in this hour, we've got some more Canadian music and mixed in there with some others. And again, classics and some songs I've never heard of. And actually, some songs that I thought were classics actually aren't. Like this one here is not what you think it is. But I'll leave that as a secret for later.
Yeah, I'm always shocked how much new, great Canadian Christmas music there it is. Like, it's always, I'm always shocked that there's more and more people, but it's a fun little market to get into, I guess. People are always looking for that kind of stuff, especially when you're doing shows like this, and it's always great to have those line of best fit ho 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 Canada compilations that have been going on for like 7 years at this point.
I think you and I should get into it.
We're gonna make a Christmas album.
Yeah. I love it. And so, yeah, we've got lots more music that we're going to bring you in this hour. And this will round out the last hour of our special. Of course, great stuff on the way as well. We'll tell you a little bit more about what's lined up for the programming come the rest of Christmas Eve and into Christmas Day. But let's kick it off. We've got a good old fashioned classic lined up.
All right. It's Little Willie John with Jingle Bells right now on the Earshot 20 Presents, our Christmas Eve special.
Thank you.
From Local 107.3 FM.
Merry Christmas.
And now, the Boys from the Earshot 20 present "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" by Clement Clark Moore.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. Not a mouse, Brian. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap.
I want to know what a kerchief is.
I don't know what sugar plums are.
All right. Well, we'll move on. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash.
The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer.
Tiny? How do they pull him so much? With a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick.
More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, oh Comet, oh on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of Mother Wall, now dash away all.
As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. I didn't even know there was this much to this book. So up to the house top, the coursers, they flew with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. Oh, coursers must be like reindeer, another name for them. Maybe that's what
it is. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound.
He was dressed in all fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack.
His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow.
He was waiting for those cookies. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed, like a bowl full of jelly.
He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laugh when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings and then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team he gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out the sight,
Happy Christmas to all,
and to all a good night. The end.
Creature is stirring. Caramba, que pa- casa. The stockings are hanging with mucho cuidado, in the hopes that old Santa will feel obligado to leave a few cosas under the tree. Mucho, mucho packages for Chico and me. Los niños are dreaming with smiles on their faces, visions of rocket ships in their cabezas. Mañana, mañana.
On the floor, discovered what it held before, the smell of ham and Christmas cake. It floats on the air, waiting for your intake. Oh, it's Christmas. It looks nice, even if it don't fit right. That crazy ham at the dinner feast said something kind of racist.
So much, so much holiday goodness right there. And they heard a story from us, which we recorded last year, but I thought it was so delightful that we should play again.
It was pretty fun. We'll have to do it again. It was a pretty fun time for sure. And in amongst the, all of that, we had lots of great tunes in there as well. Hawk and Steel with It's Christmas, It's Christmas. Augie Rios with Feliz Navidad. Austro Color with Sleigh Ride. We had Daniel Frick with Santa Baby. The Royal Wee with Up on the Rooftop. And we kicked off this hour with Little Willie John with Jingle Bells.
There you go. I think maybe the next one we do, reading wise, we should do How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It's a long book, but I feel like
we could do it in parts.
We could.
Or just all at once.
The one whole, we can go 5 hours then, because one whole hour of the program would probably be that book.
It'd probably be really fun to get a story that has multiple characters, and then we'll get different people to come in and pre-record their parts, and then we can piece it all together, and it'll be like, you know, a bunch of different people from the radio station.
You're a thinker.
Fun. We have a whole year to prepare,
because that will be our fifth. And you always got to do something big at five, right? I'm always big on anniversary things. So, like, you know, it'll be our fifth year doing the Christmas show. And then when we hit 10 years, we'll have to do something. Like, we'll have to bring Kenny and Dolly in so that they can perform live. And, yeah, there's all kinds of things that we can do. I actually do love a good Kenny and Dolly.
I know you do.
We've got more tunes on the way for you. I actually am really digging. So in the first hour, we had one. We've got another one coming up. The funk stuff is really...
Yeah, I came across some really cool compilations this year. Lots of new stuff. So we had the new Ho 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 Canada compilation, but then lots of other really fun compilations and lots of new Canadian stuff in there as well. So we could have done more hours if we had really wanted to. Like, we could have kept going for a while. I feel like
there is a lot of great stuff,
yeah,
just out there to
there
to
is a comedy to. There was a couple comedy albums too in there as well. Lots of just all kinds of stuff.
Well, Brian, for next year,
hip-hop, funk, everything.
Brian and Anthony Brian and Anthony do 10 hours of holiday radio.
I'll never want to do Christmas again. Yeah. I like the odd holiday tune.
That's good.
4 hours is enough. All right, let's jump back in the music here. As Anthony mentioned, some funky Christmas tunes. This is Funky Santa Claus by White Chimney.
As he walked up to the keyboards and put his sack of presents on the floor, while the music that came out of that little fat man had the people,
yeah, yeah,
and screaming for more. Oh, applause for the fat man, Funky Santa Claus.
Funky Santa, Funky Santa.
Ooh, applause for the fat man, Santa Claus. Well, he played and he played on into the night. We could tell by his expression he was
getting uptight.
He said, "I'm sorry, folks, but I think it's time to leave. You know, I've got some other obligations, seeing how it's Christmas Eve." He picked up his sack,
cage straight on through the door. And it was 2 hours later, the people yelling applause for the fat man, Funky Santa Claus.
Funky Santa! Funky Santa!
Ooh, applause for the fat man, Funky Santa Claus.
When the snow falls and the season comes, and we put the always in forever, until this year, my dear, 'cause you are gone. So now I'm surrounded by the chintzy things the paycheck buys, but your stocking's missing from the wall. Carols, cookies, Christmas gifts, lights and trees, you get my drift. But darling, what I'm wishing most of all, well, I miss your mistletoe, the way you get that Rudolph nose. We make angels in the snow, watching all our favorite shows in the rosy fire glow. Well, outside, snowbanks grow and grow and grow. I don't need no presents wrapped with gold. I don't care if everybody knows, hey, I miss your mistletoes. People tell me that I should feel lucky. A love like ours, it seldom comes along. And I agree, but memories can't hug me when I'm underneath the mistletoe alone. So I drink eggnog and rum, I swear I'm on my 7th one. Christmas cheer don't cure these Christmas blues. Have you here, I try it all. I saw Santa at the mall, I said, tell me what's a good boy is supposed to do. But I miss your mistletoe, the way you get that Rudolph nose. We make angels in the snow, watching all our favorite shows in the rosy fire glow. Outside, snowbanks grow and grow and grow. I don't need no presents wrapped with bows. I don't care if everybody knows. I miss your mistletoe.
I miss your mistletoes. I don't care if everybody knows that I miss your mistletoes.
So Santa, if you're listening, I don't care what else you bring. There's just one wish I want to come true. I miss your mistletoes, the way you get that Rudolph nose. We make angels in the snow, watching all our favorite shows in the rosy fire glow. But outside, snowbanks grow and grow and grow. I don't need no presents wrapped in bows. I don't care if everybody knows. I miss your mistletoes. Yeah, I miss your mistletoes.
From Local 107.3 FM.
Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 2 turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 3 French hens,
2 turtle doves
and a partridge.
partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the ninth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me nine pipers piping,
eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the tenth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
ten ladies dancing,
nine pipers piping,
eight maids a-milking,
seven swans a-swimming,
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
four calling birds,
three French hens,
two turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
11 lords a-leaping,
10 ladies dancing,
9 pipers piping,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
12 drummers drumming,
11 lords a-leaping,
10 ladies dancing,
9 pipers piping,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree.
the Savior's born. Silent night, holy night, all is calm and all is bright round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
A set of four in there brings us back to you. Lots of great holiday tunes, and of course, if you're just tuning in and listening to the program, it is the holiday special. 'Twas the early evening before Christmas.
It's almost nighttime now, basically. Yeah.
I mean, technically, I don't know about you, but I don't measure nighttime by the time of day. I do it by how dark it is outside.
And it's pretty dark.
So my nighttime actually starts at like 4:30.
It's time for kids to start thinking about going to bed.
You're right, because guess who's coming? We heard from him earlier. Santa's on his way, tracking Santa on the NORAD Santa tracker. But yeah, I think nighttime should be dictated by, and it is. I mean, technically, it gets 4:30, it gets dark out 5 o'clock. But soon, Brian, if we look ahead, look to the horizon, it will start to get darker later, and the sun will come out tomorrow.
I don't know what our chances are, but I hope it starts to snow tonight.
You think?
We'll see. I hope so. It's always nice to... Last year it rained.
It's night, yeah.
On Christmas morning.
And you know what that makes me think about? I probably talked about this before, is that the movie Home Alone, when they're in Florida and it's pouring rain. And that was the second Home Alone, when Kevin was in France and they were in Florida. And it's just pouring rain. And I was like, oh, that's awful. But a good snow, I can appreciate a good snow on Christmas Eve into Christmas Day. Even on Christmas Day, if there's some snow, I appreciate that.
Especially because I'm not going anywhere this year.
Right. But after that, no thanks.
And we should let you know about the last set of tunes there. It was Spencer Burton closing out that side of music with Silent Night. Our friend Sloan from Halifax, Nova Scotia, the 12 Days of Christmas. Mike Bigger has a new one this year called I Miss Your Mistletoes. And White Chimney started off with a bouncy little tune called Funky Santa Claus. And should mention that Mike Bigger track is a new one. Mike Bigger from St. John, New Brunswick. And actually works on campus here at the university. And he recorded this new song as a fundraiser for CBC Harbor Lights campaign locally in St. John, New Brunswick. So you can go and buy that song, and all of it will go to their campaign to help the needy in St. John. And a great time, as always, around the holidays to consider making some donations to charitable causes.
I always find, when I read the title of that song, I was like, mistletoes. That sounds like, I don't know.
A little bit of a pun in there, I suppose. Yeah, for
if
sure.
Your toes look like a mistle.
I think you're overthinking.
Anyway, we have a few more songs, actually. We're getting down to the end of the program. We're going to play some songs. If we have some time to come back and chat, we will. But if not, we're going to wish you a happy holiday. And
get your requests in for next year.
Yep. Give them to us for next year. And thanks for everybody. Thanks to everyone who got involved and played a part in helping bring this program together, for sending in your requests, for taking part, and to any of the stations out there that are carrying the program for their holiday programming outside of our station, Local 107.3 FM. We want to thank you very much for listening, and stay tuned, because I'm sure there's lots more great programming on the way, including on our station some Unpop Christmas and Celestial Happenings coming up, and Like Dirt at 11 o'clock. Music Like Dirt. Just Like Dirt. Music Like Dirt.
And yeah, tons of stuff tomorrow, tons of stuff the next day. So if you're in the holiday spirit, if you want to hear tons of Christmas tunes, be sure to tune in over the next couple of days. And then, we'll be back to regular programming after that. And all year long.
There you go.
All right, here is Baby Washington, White Christmas, coming up next on Earshot 20's Christmas special.
I'm dreaming of a white
Here comes Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor. He loves you just the same.